Tofresh Lamed Tes. We did Sif Gimel, but we didn't do the Mishaburas yet on Sif Gimel. So the Mishaburas have cut new tests. So the Chiyuv to eat in the Sukkah the first night is Bilal Yom Tov Rishon is Chayva. Rishon Lomer, the Bilal Yom Tov Rishon, Chuyuv Lechol B'Sukkah, you must eat in the Sukkah, Afila Imena Oichol Ela Kazayas, and the Shear of the Chiyuv is a Kazayas. Mashaykin Bilal Zeh, B'Holo, but from the afterwards, starting the next morning and onwards, Afila B'Shabbos, Yom Tov Chuyuv Lechol Pas, so theoretically you can eat a meal not in the sukkah. You can, if you eat a kazayas, you're in the midst of eating the suda, you don't eat a kazayas in the sukkah. You have to eat a kebaya void in the sukkah. The reason why it's more significant the first night. So we learn how to say it's the same thing as the night of the first night of Pesach, that the chiyuv to eat this kazayas of bread is only in the achilas pras is only the first night.
Well, Kuzwar is still a sukkah, it's just the first night, right? So it's not like Pesach.
No, it would be the second night also. The rice song. The main rabbanon would be the second night also.
Oh, right, okay.
Kazayas. Why Kazayas? Sukkot and Chav. The Kiman the Gemini Mikaga Matzis, the Gamma Gemini Mine, Malhosim, Kazayas Dogan Afkan, Kazayas Dogan. So you learn out the Shiras of Kazayas. Which I have to tell you, the eating Kazayas of Challah, Tech the Achilles Pras, a lot easier than eating Kazayas of Matzah, Tech the Achilles Pras. Pass. Now, this is important. Chaval, for a minute, you can't be Mazarnas. The second of the rice, so who began with Pass of Histin, Alapas Gomer. So it can't be different types of cooked items. It has to be Dafka or Pass Gomer. So we would suggest, the Moshal, that you have raisins, some of them have raisin challahs. Pashas raises challahs and not pashas, but kiss them. You know, the first night of sukkah is probably kazayas. You have the chiyuv to eat a kazayas. Make sure that the kazayas is a kazayas without any without not a raisin challah. Probably kazayas. The fact that you put some honey on it is not a problem. Okay. Once you've eaten a kazayas, you're to your chiyuv. You're to the chavos. Davagav b'shar yom shir achila chutz to sukkah b'kabeya. We said the shir of achila is a kabeya. So how can you get to only the kazayas? Avol other mishnah shulchay v'tvei. I feel l'koy l'mechol the kazayas also lacha chutz lo. So the opposite is also true. Since the first night that you must eat a kazayas in the sukkah, the ish to eat outside the sukkah is also on the kazayas.
Is
there
eating outside
the sukkah on the first night? So the chiyuv is a kazayas. The ish to eat outside of the sukkah is a kazayas on the first night. Now, Shar Tzion points out that ish of eating a kazayas outside of the sukkah is only one before you've been mekayim the mitzvah. That mitzvah is eat a kazayas in the sukkah, because you can't eat outside of the sukkah. Once you eat a kazayas in the sukkah, so this, and you later on that night decide you want to eat again, then the shear is a kebay, like any other night. He doesn't mean it's a continuation of the meal, because that we could argue. That, in other words, if I started a meal in the sukkah and I was kebeya stood in the sukkah, I'm going to say I want to eat less than a kebeya of pasta inside. That you can't do, but that's part of the meal. You're mechuyav to every part of the meal in the sukkah. But a case where that's not the situation, where it's a separate meal, so it's long, then the share will be a kebeya. Now, so the shear of a kazayas is if you don't have more to eat. But if you have an option of eating a kebeya, more than a kebeya, you should. Why is that? Because we mentioned yesterday that really there's a machlokes b'shanim if we learn out the shear of kazayas from Pesach, what the Shulchan Aruch is going with, or possibly the correct shear is a kebeya even the first night. So if you have an option eating a kebab oid, you should do so. Lots is gam das a servim. Lots is mitzvahs a say bein and shirchol shir makai besukal lachol besukal kol shiva tana yosem kebab. So that sheet holds that it's like the rest of Yom Tov. So therefore, you should be yotze that sheet if you could. And you have to complete this kazayis in the time of the Achilles Pras. And that'll be preferably within the sheer time of 2 minutes. That much, however, that if you're going to be machm with the shita of the Ran, that the shir is more than a kebeya, you don't need kedei achilas pras on that. We're not going to combine both chumras. You need kedei achilas pras and more than kebeya in kedei achilas pras. The kazai, yes, you need a kedei achilas pras. Okay. Kol Shiva, all 7 days, Hanu b'Cholamoid. So you don't have to eat any meal if you don't want. So that's the way the Shulchan Aruch says the rest of the yontif. You don't have to eat. Well, it's not 100% correct. You don't have to eat off the mitzvah of Sukkah. You have to eat off the mitzvah of the. You have to eat off the mitzvah of Shabbos and Yom Tov. For kazayis, you don't need a sukkah. The Suda Shabbos, Tzarek Gam Ken Kebeya, V'yoyser, Kelehevi Suda's Keva. So if that's true, so then it's a Kebeya void, you must have the sukkah ready. So come on, your mamash must have the. So the Lashon of the Makaber is totally wrong. No. How do the mitzvah? The Morgan Roman says that the Shir on Shabbos is a Kebeya Void. That's a limits of Alma. It's not mine. You should. Yeah. Chaptal kedin achilas matzah bePesach. So the same way on matzah and Pesach, that the first night you must eat a kazayis, and afterwards you can't tell me, you don't have to. Now nisapakti. Yadim Shabur and Chabdalad. I have the following question. The Fimash Yadua, that's a grua, the Mitzalechu Matzah, Koshivas, Yimea Pesach. Even though there's no Kiev to eat the rest of Pesach, but there's a mitzah, you're becoming a mitzah every time you eat matzah the rest of Pesach. Kepasha the grua, Shivas, Yamim, Tuchlu Matzahs. The mitzah say, who rock Be'erev. Could be we should draw a parallel and we should have the same thing over here, that there's a lechatchila mitzvah. Every kazai, every meal that you eat, or every kazai that you eat, you're mekayim a mitzvah eating in the sukkah, every kebeya void, really. And you should do that.
What does ba'alma add on? What is that word? Saying mitzvah ba'alma.
It's a diminutive. It's only a mitzvah. Diminutive. It diminishes the idea, limits it. It's not so significant. Vare laila, chafe. So you have to wait till vare laila before you eat. The chilas sukkah b'lalim shen hudim the chilas matzah b'leil pesach. The sibeh be'erev techlo matzah. It has to be in the evening. The hanu mishatech shach once it's fully dark. V'im beirach ben hashmoshes v'ochel kazay. It's tzarek l'achzor v'lechol kazay b'lalim v'aray. Al b'richot eshe b'sukkah lo yivorech shen is to smake brochas l'hokah. You will not make a new bracha, but you have to eat again. And you have to finish before Chatzos. Karim Chatzos Alayla, Chablov. Dumi the Matzah, the Bein and Shirach Leno, Karim Chatzos. Krimbuch of Simon, Tov Ein Zain Sef Aleph. Now, Ubidiyavid, Imloy Ochol, Karim Chatzos. Chayv Lechol Acher Chatzos. But if you did it beforehand, you're not relieved from your mitzvah. The Gam Matzah, Dinah, that's the whole same Alachabai Matzah. If you didn't eat before Chatzos, you eat afterwards. Now, by matzah, he brought a shaita that says you don't say alachilas matzah after chatzos. What about by sukkah? Well, the answer is, even if you don't have a chiyuv to eat al tzimtzum eating in the first night, if you're eating pas, you have to eat the sukkah. And you make a leishim anyway. But what would the shir achilah be? It can't be a kazayas. Have to make a bevoid because you're not making bracha on the leishim out the mitzvah of the first night because it could be after chatzos there's no mitzvah anymore. So it'd be some of brachos lahakol. So you're technically making because of mice. I'm eating bread. Well, that sort of that fact I'm eating bread is makayim me requires the kabevoy. Rakoz dinoy kishar yemeichak sukkah. Correct. Shelavorach leishim besukkah shiyuchol yesu mekabev. If you wait after chatzos before you eat matzah, you don't make alachilas matzah. Sharsim points out in Sukkot Nun. Well, how be kimor linyan matzah than yochol lavorach alachilas matzah lo acher chatzos? To hachol agriyam mishar yom. It's not worse than any other day. So you have to eat a kabei avoy. The shem akvar over zman chavaso shalai lo rishona. So misafik you would eat because it doesn't make sense not to eat. But on the other hand. Because you might as well be mekayem mitzvah from the tibi, but you can't make a bracha. Okay, and erev sukkis, a person should limit their achila in order to be able to eat the kazayas of pas l'teyov. The beginning of the 10th hour, that you shorvis means you commit 3 hours. It's already 9 hours after sunrise, 9 halachic hours after sunrise. Beginning of the 10th hour is when the Yisra Achila clicks in. Kimo Shikosta, Pazim Chavar Sim Tavayin Halavan Shom, Lo Prati Dinim Avur Shom, Devor Mimonim Lecho, Belayla Lesayom, and Shayach Gamkan. So that there's a mess over there that there's something you shouldn't eat because they diminish your appetite. You shouldn't eat in those in Arab Sukkot either. Arab face. Now, so once you have to wait to eat Belayla, so you have to wait for Kiddush Belayla also. Even though theoretically I can make the Kiddush when it's so possibly partially good, but you have to Kiddush Malkam Suda by eating, drinking wine, extra wine, and then wait to eat, the problem is you have a Shechiyonah problem. Because the Shechiyonah that you're saying on the mitzvah achilas, the mitzvah al achilas sukkah, aleishav sukkah, the Shechiyonah that you say is included in that also. It's for the yomtiv. It's also for the mitzvah achila in the sukkah. So if you said that, so if you say kiddush earlier, you're saying the Shechiyonah before the zman of the achila. So if you have to wait for the kiddush belayla, the Magen Avraham says because of the Shechiyonah. So, taking that thought, so the Bir Halacha says, so the second night we flip around the leishiv and the zman, which is indicative of the fact that the first night we're saying the bracha of zman. First night you say kiddush. Mekadosh Hazmanim, then you say Leisha B'Sukkah, and then you say Zman, indicating that you're Kiddush and Sukkah, and then the Bracha Shachayim is going back on both. The second night, we switch it around. Not according to the Gerah. The Gerah says you don't switch the second night. Our meaning is to switch the second night, and you say Zman immediately on the Yom Tov, and in the midst of Leisha B'Sukkah, you don't say Zman in that arena. So once that's true, or the second night, you can make Kiddush earlier. Make the Zman on the Yom, because that's fine, saying it earlier. And then wait till Lila to say Hamoitzi and Leisha. So he says that theoretically should be true. So that's what he comes out with. That should be okay. Sif Dalit. Koshibas Hayamim Kari Balaim Visakasuka. Person Kari means he learns Tanakh, Balaim, he learns other things. Person should learn a Sukkah also. Because that's part of the idea. You spend the time in your sukkah. However, if you feel that you're going to be able to understand better if you go somewhere else, so you should do that, because the main thing is learning. Okay, you have a choice. Now, what does he mean? Let's see what he means like this. If he finds it more comfortable in the house, he should do that in the house. That's where whatever is going to help his learning. Yushevus alov. In other words, their issue obviously was the sukkah was very cold sometimes, so it's hard to focus on your learning when it's so cold. So the house is a little warmer. Yushevus alov. A cold opinion. Obviously, it would depend on what the reality is. Dim daitam yushevus besukkah. Sheyesh menuchasham. He's comfortable there. Let him besukkah. Upon him, motzi sheyesh kor. It's cold. Umitzayir imyeshiv sham har belikras line belimuda. Sermil is short, but to say they didn't learn for a long time, it would be uncomfortable. So who potter? He's not going to be in the sukkah in that situation. Bimyesh lo tarach rav lahavi swarim har belimuda besukkah. It's a big tarach to bring out all of your swarim. So then, after the potter, maybe that itself, the tircha should potter you. We'll see the sort of tircha later on. We can find a place to store them in your sukkah. So you should do that.
Oh, let me be very clear. Okay. It was a place you got ripped off. You did not.
We'll see later on. There's a sword. The same way there's a sword of mitzvah that you're uncomfortable. You're uncomfortable in sitting in that situation. If I can bring everything I need to be comfortable, that itself is a tremendous tircha. It's also a form of mitzvah. But if I can bring it and leave it, so that's not a mitzvah. I bring it one time and then leave it there. So the same comes, let's say, bedding, you know, blankets, etc. It's a very good tircha. It's very cold. I need to be like schlep, you know, 15 blankets to be comfortable. So I'm potter because that's a tircha. If I can bring it one time, there's a place to leave it there, so I should leave it there. Sleeping. He gave you a choice where to daven. So what does he mean? You have a choice? What's the learner? Wherever you're going to daven better, that's you should daven. He's living in a place where there's a shul to go to. It's only the person living out in some place, there's no shul available. So you're going to daven anyway, be yechidus. Sukkah or house, wherever you're going to daven better. If there's a shul, you go to shul. that's in the same way the rest of the year. You leave your house, you go to shul, over here you leave your sukkah, you go to shul. Now, Avdala Mavla Masukkah, Shekhan Koloshana Mavla Mabesa. Avdala, where do you say Avdala? You say Avdala in the Sukkah. We don't make a brach of Leshiv on Avdala because it's just Shtiya. Even a Shtiya's Kava is questionable. And Betsam Avdala is not a Shtiya's Kava, it's just one cup. Mishabura does point out that the shul which has a havdalah service in shul will say it during in the shul during sukkahs also. They don't need to go to the sukkah. The same way the rest of the year they say it in the shul, not in the house. So we also say it in the shul, not in the house. The argument is if you're normally saying it in your house, so say it in the sukkah already. I have to tell you that I saw one. I was in a shul, and the a rav came up with an eitzah, which I disagree with. And he said this halacha l'maisa. You know, I was not comfortable. He suggested that a person should put down a plate of mezonos in the table. You know, when he makes up the olah in the sukkah, and make a leishiv when he says the bracha. Havdalah, at the end of the Havdalah, say Leishiv. Drink the wine and then make a Mazarnas and have a Kavanah with the Leishiv for the Mazarnas. So I'm not comfortable with it because on the Tzadah there's no din of saying Leishiv on the Yayin. The Yayin is no shackles to the Mazarnas. So it's a hassle between your brach on the wine and the drinking. I made a brach on the wine and now I'm drinking it by saying Leishiv on something else. I should make a little, he's not there, but it's also, you know, in the middle. You know. It's like that. I'm saying, but, you know, I'm making a bracha on wine. I'm drinking it. See if I'm going to say leishev before I drink, because I'm supposed to drink it in the sukkah. And there's a mitzvah of leishev, so it's not a hafzah. It's part of the mitzvah. But if it's not mechuyev, which is why we're not making bracha, we don't see that it's mechuyev. So what does it help?
Oh, didn't you give an eitzah that you could sit for a long time? Like if you sat for a long time, you could sit.
You could do that. The shadows over there, there were arguments. These are things which Mikra did. We tell you should make a bracha of Leishiv on them. If we're worried about the bracha of Batala, we add on the fact that you should stay there. But over here, with so much halachally, it's very, very, very shaken to say there's a chiyuv of Leishiv. So you're kilum being mechayiv yourself on a Leishiv, but not really mechayiv yourself on a Leishiv. Because this is not the chiyuv. The chiyuv is when you eat the mazon. It's not now when you're drinking the havdalah. So I found that it did not seem to. I'm not comfortable with it. They bring in the most addition there. Shlomo Zalman did this eitzah. It's not really 100% true. Shlomo Zalman did this eitzah because there was a sheet that was told you make a leishiv by Havdalah. And there was a minig in some places to do that. So Shlomo Zalman was following the minig of the people to do it. He's saying, hey, it's a suffix, let's add the mazonos afterwards. He was going all around. Hey, yes, there's a minig to say leishiv. So I want to say leishiv. I want to be mekayim the minig. I go, you have a minig. But on my side, rather be machmer. Also, as mazonos, we lost them when they suffer. That's like the case of staying there a little bit longer. But not the pshat is, I hold that's really you're not chai. But why not say and come up with this eitzah? That I would think would not be correct. Okay, hey, your nuk shaman. If it started to rain, raise a nicholas of the sechabayis. So you can go inside the house. At what point in time are you allowed to leave the sukkah? Mishayer de the sukkah sukkah tipois shim yiplu the sukkah tavshul yiposel. It's dripping enough that if it drips in the food, it's going to in some way affect the food negatively. I feel the tavshul shall pull, even if the tavshul you're referring to is a tavshul which is very sensitive, and even a little bit of water will affect. It, that's enough to say that you have a din of a minstar, which means what's he saying over here? He's saying like this, even though you personally are not uncomfortable with a little bit of rain, with the fact, if you're comfortable with a little bit of rain, so you're uncomfortable. You're better than my meat style. Over here, we're saying, no, you're talking comfortable. But what? The food is getting is being affected. So if it affects the food, that's also for my meat style. And even a food which is a very sensitive food, that's enough. This food. I want to eat this food right now. I'm planning to eat pea soup. A pea soup, a little bit of water already makes the whole thing watery. It doesn't taste good. So it's also part. Even though you don't have it brought yet. Okay. If a person can't, so if you don't have a lefon of, so you don't know how much it is. So the answer is Yeshayar im yerdu kolkach shomim lebayis im hayoytze yotzim sukasa gamkein. If it's raining enough in that room that had to be happening in your house, you'd move to a different room, so that you're allowed to leave your sukkah also. Okay. Because of Davka Bishar Yamin, Alela Shal Sukkos. This all applies for the vast majority of the Sukkos. However, the first night is a different story. Okay. The first night, you have a chiyuv din in the sukkah. We learn from Tesvav, there is Shabbat. There's a chiyuv din in Kazayis the first night in the sukkah. Same with the chiyuv din in Kazayis Amatz. So it's nothing to do with the raining or not raining. You have to eat a Kazayis Amatz in the sukkah. It should be Kazayis in the sukkah. Okay, so now, so theoretically, so you can't say a lay shave. Well, you should say a lay shave also. I have a key to eat this kazai, I have a key to be your shave, so can eat this kazai.
The world is different.
Okay. But we shall see that really depends on what the shear of achil is. If the shear of achil is a kazayis, what do we say? Even though normally the definition of sukkah is a kibay avoid, we're learning out from matzah there's a chiyuv to eat a kazayis. So your kazayis, it's raining, I don't care, you have to eat a kazayis in the sukkah. Let's say you said that the shear was a kibay avoid. So what are you saying? We're learning out from matzah that the chiyuv to eat. The definition of the chiyuv to eat is defined by what sukkah is defined as a chiyuv to eat. So it has to be kibay avoid. Well, we should argue also that sukkah, if sukkah is defined as the chiyuv to eat, but it's mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to eat. So if I'm learning out kazayis, I'm saying, listen, the chiyuv sukkah are not what's defining over here, because that's a chiyuv kibay avoid. That has a pter of mitzdayer. This is not a kibay avoid. It doesn't have a pter of mitzdayer. Eat your kazayis. I don't care. Right? But if you learn the shear as a kibay avoid, we're saying we're learning out there's a chiyuv to do the mitzvah of sukkah. The mitzvah of sukkah is a kibay avoid. The mitzvah of sukkah is only when you're not a mitzdayer. So now, if you're a mitzdayer, it's raining. You can't. So what you do? Misavik, you'll eat the kazayis. You can't make a bracha leishev. The kazayis, but you won't make a leishev, right? Because in the tzad that you're chayiv to eat the sukkah because it's a chiyuv of kazayis. So you eat a kazayis. You can't make a leishev because the mice, you're a mitzdayer. So according to the sheet that's totally in a kazayis, who cares if you're a mitzdayer? According to the sheet that's totally in a kibay avoid, we do care that you're a mitzdayer and you're potter. Okay, now let's flip it around. The person ate the sukkah, it was raining, again, because I said the sukkah. Now it stops raining. And it clears up, beautiful sky, sukkah is dry. He covered the sukkah with a shlak, takes up the shlak, dry sukkah, dry sky. So according to the sheet that you had to eat a kazayis, so I had a kazayis on the sukkah. According to the sheet that you had to eat a mitzdayer's potter, even if you ate four kebayim in the sukkah, I don't care what you ate in the sukkah, but you're mitzdayer, you're potter. Now it's not mitzdayer anymore, you're chayiv. So you'd be mechuyev to eat, wash again and eat again in the sukkah. And this time you have to be in a kibbeh avoid. Because according to the shiur, the kizayas was a shiur, you were yotzer it. So you're not being yotzer the shiur of kizayas. You're yotzer the shita of the shiur of kibbeh avoid. Unless you think it's going to stop raining. So you should wait. Why go into the sukkah and eat a shita which maybe you're not yotze with and not make a lei shave? If you can wait a half an hour and go in and eat a shita, be yotze like everybody and make a lei shave. So I have to see how long you have to wait. Let's see, Mr. Brewers. So the first night, we finish off the last piece of Ramah. In that situation, you would say kiddush in the sukkah, say zman, not leishev. And you'll be in the midst of shechiyonu on the yomtiv and on the sukkah, and then you'll eat in the house. You'll eat a kibbeh, you'll eat a kazayis in the sukkah, and finish off your meal in the house. Lamin Aleph. Yarduk Shem. So this is not the first night. Someone in general. If it starts to rain, you're potter from the sukkah. Kshem Shem Mephanim Ibnei Aksham and Kach Mephanim Ibnei Hasherev Hashorev really Vayetushim. Because of heat, because of insects. Doesn't bother him. It affects the food. It's also, again, that's a tour. I once had a chaver from Miami. He used to say to him, he says, you know, you'd be jealous of you. It's so easy to sleep in the sukkah. He said, no, it's not. They have tremendous mosquito problems. So they're part of the because of the mosquitoes. Now, but who has any ace car? It's cold. Shamacholim hashmeinim nikroshim lefonov. So the items which are, you know, which are oily are congealing in front of him. So yachol ochel b'bayis, you can eat inside the house. So, you know, even if you personally are all bundled up and you're nice and warm, so you're not the mitzvah. The problem is the food. If the food is being affected negatively, you're allowed to go inside. Now the Shaar HaTzion points out it's a cotton. Sakatan samach. From Malkam Boishal, Hischol Lechol Macholam Akrumi Krosh. You're eating bread right now. See, right, you want to eat chicken soup, and you breath the soup, and next thing, a minute later, the soup is, you know, all the oil on top is congealed. It's not very cut, not very geschmack. Fine. Right now, you're eating bread. Kyan Shachel Pass, Lamoitzi, Yezimikibeya, Shach Lechol Basuka Dafka. Well, Yezimikasuka Al Smach on the Cholam Krosh and Shach Lechol. Okay, so here he's tiny. Right now you're eating bread. So the case of rain, the rain can mess, make your bread soggy also. Cold doesn't affect the bread. The bread is bread. So eat the sukkah. When you bring out the next course, oh, it's very uncomfortable. So go inside the house, but not now. Fine. Back in the Mishnah Berurah. Vein Tzarech Lachzer. So once you go inside for your that food, so you're allowed to stay inside. Ashi Yigmer Sudasu Filochol Kach Achakach Amacholim Acherim Shenim Nikrosh. Once you're inside, you're not looking to go outside, even though the next course is something which is not necessarily sukkadik, non sukkadik. It's not something which will congeal. The law is if a person was eating in the sukkah and it started to rain, he comes inside. He starts eating inside. He's allowed to finish the meal inside because it's the tircha that maps in the middle of your meal to go outside again. So it's also a form of a mitzvah. But see, when it stops raining, you're not going to go outside. But once you finish the meal, so why shouldn't you go back outside for the next meal or for the next usage? I want to point out. So the law is once you start your meal inside. side. It's a very common problem, or a common issue. So it's a yomtiv meal, right? So you set up the sukkah with all the, you have all these guests, and this set up of the sukkah, you know, there's 20 people set up, and everybody has a gatsa, you know, there's the plate and the fork, and so, oh, it's raining. So you move everything inside, and you set everything up inside, and then the time you finish everything inside, it stops raining. So you didn't set the meal yet. You go back to the sukkah. So, which is the shikul tircha on the group which is there. So, what I've, and the students, as I've always told my wife, first thing we're going to do is make kiddush or start to wash. We'll set the table later. Right now it's raining, we're allowed to eat inside. It might stop, I'm not going to get involved in the back and forth, it's very comfortable. Let's wash and start eating. Then you set the table, because the time you finish on the table, it might stop raining. You know, you can do this game back and forth. So, once I did it, my in laws, and she wouldn't hear of it, so we ended up going back and forth three times. So, you know, by the time we set up inside, it stopped raining, so we're back outside. It started raining again, so you're back inside. It was like, you know, like, just let me. No, you have to set the table, you know. Set the makoba there, because yomtiv, you know. Okay. You know, I appreciate your.
Right here?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, I think my in-laws would be the same way.
Yeah. I'm an American. I'm not a European, so that's it. Because of Kiryat Yaakov, the Mashal Sakh and Shlomo Tarakon Shal Yikur Shomachol. Kishenichem Al Korish Shemayim Kamen B'Sukh. Start with Sakh and Benoni Potal Yenikach Misukh. We're talking about the case again. The person himself is not uncomfortable due to the cult. He's bundled up enough that doesn't bother him. The problem is the food. So I have an Eitzah. Put a shaving dish on the table. Put a hot thing of hot water underneath it to keep it warm. So the Kiryaka says, if you could, you can go to. Okay. She says, so you're allowed to go inside. Raise the nichlis. So blowing all these little pieces into your food, and that bothers you. So you're uncomfortable. Nidaita means he's a very sensitive person. So that he's mitzar and he's allowed to go inside. Another example, let's say you have a person who's scared of bees. There's a bee in the sukkah. They're scared. Just go inside, you know. Try and convince them to just go inside. Instead of sitting in the sukkah screaming, you know, making everybody all upset, just go inside. You're scared. You're hot as hell. No, I want to sit in the sukkah. The other example, which the Rosh Hashanah talks about, let's say you were trying to sleep in the sukkah. So, you're trying to sleep. There's only sukkah available, and then someone else wants to sit and shmooze. So, the human beings talking is not worse than bees buzzing. So, you're mitzvah, you can't sleep. So, go inside and sleep. So, if it's dripping in and affecting the food. Not enough that's bothering you, but it's enough that's bothering, it's affecting the food. So like this. It hasn't started to drip in. Where you're sitting, the sticker stock hasn't dripped in yet. So it's dripping over there, but it's with you over here. Over here, you're comfortable. So he says, if you're it's not raining yet. So you're cut. Elamai, what? You know, it's uncomfortable. You're sitting in the sukkah. There's rain coming in over there, and then the whole thing gets humid. It's dripping. Right where you are, it's dry, but it's still uncomfortable. So if you're a person that bothers you, you're potter. For sure, you wouldn't make a leish. Okay. Okay, so he says, even if the food we're talking about is a Michael of pool, the pool is beans. That type of food gets affected very, very quickly. Okay. Come along to Ramallah. Most of the first night is a different ballgame. The option we start your mouth was a gashem. Call me star part of Misoka. So the car, you should be potter. So the mechaber doesn't make this difference. The mechaber sounds like you're potter the first night also. Sirle the Ramah. Kedas a place in the sermon of Malaila Mishana Af Mitzdayer Chay. Mitzdayer Chay. What's talking about? Have a time up. The Kiva the Gemina the Chamisha also Chamisha also Mitzdayer Chabatz. So these shittos hold. The Gamer Gemina we learn out totally. Now Hosim Bichol Gavni Chay Af Pesukas Chay. You always Chay, but we're also always Chay. They disagree and say Mitzdayer is a patur on the first night also.
This
makes
sense. What
does Tosfot
say about
this? So what do you do? So you listen. Currently, some shittas you're mechuyev, some shittas you're pot. So misafik have a chiv the rice. You should have to eat. But because I said basuka lo yivorech, the sabik bracha is lahakol. We're not gonna make a bracha because it's sabik bracha. Okay.
Oid kasu.
Then they take it a step weiter. It says, the Roy Lahampton. So, Yoyz, according to some Hashanah, you're not Yoyze eating it when it's raining. And if you can wait a little bit, maybe a little bit Yoyze, so how much you have to wait? So the Chayotim says, Lahampton ad Chatzois, Halayla, Pen Yavar Agesh. Wait till Chatzois. Maybe it'll stop raining. The Miyavra will stop raining. You call this the Sukkah, we work, because Leshah, the Sukkah, we work. This way, you'll be able to do it in the Kuliyama with the Bruch of Leshah like you're supposed to do. You should wait until the Chatzos. Now, the Yeshah cut in the cost, then Kedai Lahantin to call a Lakat. To wait till Chatzos is improper. So you're definitely diminishing the simple yom to wait until 1 o'clock in the morning to start your meal. Right, make Pesach sound like it's early, right? 1 or 2 hours. The apostle Yasa us kiddush besukah commercial customer. Okay, so that's the first night. So you should make kiddush on the sukkah. You kiddush besukah kiddush yom hazman. You say shechiyano on the sukkah. You don't say leishev. You eat a kazayas. You come inside and finish your meal. Now, she said, you say kiddush in the sukkah. Let's learn. What's the kiddush over here? The lechara, all your loy lasus behibur. Lechara, we should argue the opposite. Listen, it's raining on my head. I don't want to sit in the sukkah while it's raining on my head and make kiddush. I'll make kiddush inside the house. I'll go outside, eat a kazayas. I come back inside. She kaddish babayas. Remember, Gam came, Birchah Shechianu, Lasman Azeh, Birchah Kosudos, Shaman, eat your meal there. Rach Masim Asuda, you cut us a sukkah. Before you bench, you eat a kazayas in the sukkah. Right? That would be possibly an arguable approach. But you don't do that. Why? So you end up, you said a shechiyano on the yomtiv of sukkahs, but you didn't say shechiyano on the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, or on the mitzvah of sukkah that you have. So you'd end up with a second shechiyano. Ben loch on the harvest with brachas. It's not proper to multiply saying extra brachas, is not necessary. You say kiddush on the sukkah. So the shechiyano is going on the sukkah together with the yom. Mitzvah Mezogin. What do you mean? Mitzvah, there's no mitzvah of sukkah right now, so I'm not saying a bracha on the sukkah. The filu in name of the potter of me sukkah. Right? So look, how can you say the Shekhinah goes on the sukkah? You know, there's no mitzvah on that side. No, that's not true. Why not? I think it's a Tosefta or Yerushalmi that says you can make the bracha of sukkah when you're making the sukkah. The Shekhiyonah we give it all as man as that, and not on the sitting of the sukkah, but on the mitzvah sukkah in general, which was accomplished when you build the sukkah. Right. So you make the kind of Yerushalmi, you yotze the bracha of Shekhiyonah b'shas b'niyas sukkah. So even if you're potter from sukkah, that happens, you're potter during the weekday. So Kabbal Kerm over here, it's on Yom Tov, you'll be yotze even though you're not chayiv in sukkah. You eat a kazayis in the sukkah, you go inside for the rest of the meal. Okay. It stopped raining. So if it stopped raining, it didn't vent. She had to go back outside. If you look for birch is the mazon alachila hakadem. She already benched. So lechol oyda pam kishir beyo umatiyo besukkah. The birch leishem besukkah. You'll go out to the sukkah. It stopped raining. You'll eat a kebeyo oyd and you'll make a leishem besukkah. He lotsin das a poison the siril uday el yotze b'mashochol beis hageshem. According to the sheet, you're not yotze when it's raining. Now, who can should die in Lashokhav? That's somebody you didn't go to sleep yet. I'm in Kvar Shokhav, in Tzarek Lokum, Mina Mitzvah. You're not required to get up. Now, why not? Because what's the pater? The pater meets dire. You're telling me there's no pater meets dire. No pater meets dire. If there's no pater meets dire on the first night, so you're yotze when you ate in the rain. Oh, wait, tell me, no, there is a pater mitzvah. So when you're right in the rain, then we're in yotze. Well, if that's a pater mitzvah, lying in your bed is also a mitzvah to get out of bed when it stops raining. The mitzvah chayav rei kar yotze v'achilos. The mitzvah potter ain't tzarech lokum in a mitzvah k'dem avur b'sim zayin. Okay, that's Mashakaz of Ramah, Laila Harishan. The Laila Shia, Mechanis Mabes, so works Zaman al Yom Tiv, Yachel Besudosu. The second night you attack, you make Kiddush, you eat the meal in the house. So Besudu Yachel Kazayis Besuka. Well, you work Lashi Besuka, Gamal, you work Shechiyono, Suka, Yisma, Mizel, Shechiyono, Shabarak, Laila Harishan. So the second night you start the meal, eat inside, at the end of the meal you go outside, eat a Kazayis. If you believe it's going to stop raining, you should wait a little bit.
It's a weird thing, right?
Okay. Now, you ate a kazayis in the rain out at the end of the meal, and then it stopped raining. The second and also you have a chiyuv to do that. Let's hold it here. So tomorrow night is regular in yeshiva, and Thursday night I have to let you know.